This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 and a half the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend and, did I say mentor once before? I've seems to me introduced you 130,000 different ways, but it seems to me, I think I said once you were a mentor of mine, and I'm honored.
Mentioned. I'm honored.
Are you a mensch? You could be a mensch.
I hope I'm a mensch. I am, in a way, a mentor. I think all friends should mentor each other.
I agree with you. Mentoring is teach.
What's the last time?
What did you learn from me in the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I've learned a lot about, well, first of all, I've learned about friendship because you're a very good friend, and that's very important. And you've been a friend of mine for over a quarter of a century, so that says a lot. But I've also learned from you a tremendous amount about agriculture and about family farming and about the locavore movement and all kinds of things that are outside the realm of my business that you do. And I have always found that to be very educational, and you've given me tremendous insight into a whole way of life in America that I personally have not experienced.
All right, so I'm going to play into that during a discussion of the issues this week. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with the charts for the week of October 31st through November the 4th. And over the weekend, you'll hear a lot of discussion of the election, but that's not the only thing that's going on, as we'll hear from Michael as he goes through all of the top 10 issues this week, according to research by his staff at Talkers Magazine.
Yes, clearly the election is not the only thing going on. At number 10, we have the election. At number 9, the election. At number 8, the election.
Yes.
What do you think of the election? What do I think of the election? What do the Russians think? At number 10, we have National Football League action.
Ask me what the British think. I was in England for the last 10 days. I'll tell you what they think of the election. Go ahead.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. That'll be cool. At number 9, the Cubs won the World Series.
Yay, cool.
I remember when I was a kid, the last time they won, how exciting it was, but this was even better.
Nothing boring about this deal. It's not at all.
At number 8, the court complicates Brexit. What, you went there and caused all this trouble?
I did, in fact, yes. A lot of people in England who are wondering if they did the right thing.
Of course.
Now that it's over.
Well, they didn't.
They didn't know what they were really doing, actually.
That's true.
But it was fueled by the anti-immigration issue, which is big there as it is here all over Europe. It's a big thing, and much more than we hear discussed in our media, news media here. It's a big thing there.
And I always thought the British were all intelligent because they sound so intelligent.
Yeah.
At number 6, we have the Russian military posturing in the Syria conflict. At number 7, I skipped over by accident, battle for Mosul. Yeah. At number 5, Obamacare premiums soar. At number 4, voter fraud and tampering concerns. We have at number 3, the U.S. House and Senate races. At number 2, Hillary Clinton's emails investigation, which is just... Well, whatever. And number one, the presidential race. 10 most talked about people. We have at 10, Julian Assange, Vladimir Putin at 9, 8, Bill Clinton, Donna Brazile at number 7, Huma Abedin at 6, number 5, Anthony Weiner at number 4, James Comey.
Nice.
Number 3, Barack Obama, 2, Hillary Clinton, and number 1, Donald Trump. There you go.
You know what one of the most outrageous things is from my perspective? This is your time and my time to talk about these issues, and you explain some of the things to folks, and we pull apart some of the things, the ancillary things going on in the world of News Talk Radio with hosts, et cetera, et cetera. Donna Brazile has been frequently on a lot of the liberal talk radio programs. She, in my opinion, and people say, oh, you racist, you wouldn't say that about a white woman. Yeah, I would. She is the most arrogant, disruptive, disconcerting. There aren't enough negative words I can come up with. And I felt that way about this woman for years when she was on all of these peddling. I mean, she was smart. She was able to turn her anger into a shtick on the news talk television programs. But whatever it is that she's so angry about, has turned on her, I think, at this point. They all protect themselves like police. They take care of their own. Politicians, you know, it's very interesting. Former congressmen, how they form little 501c3s, or they go to work for law offices, but they always are taken care of. And that's how I think some of these other people that are in the sideshows of politics, Michael, they're taken care of as well. Down in Brazil and Debbie Wasserman Schultz, they don't have to worry. They're all set. And yet they are both amazingly dishonest. And I'm sure we could find the same ilk on the Republican side that use their positions to feather their own nests and lie and cheat and steal. And then you could just say, okay, well, they're politicians then. But it's just, it's so obvious, so dirty. I want to wash my hands when I even talk about this sort of stuff. And you can see that I'm really passionate about this. I think Uma Abedin is cut out of the same cloth. So am I talking about them? Does it sound like I'm a sexist because I'm taking these two to task? I said there are plenty of men around and plenty of Republicans that you could hang the same thing on. It's just that they're the best examples of it, I think, at the moment. And I'd be interested in your thoughts.
I mean, what you're saying is just a passionate display of information that we all have come to learn.
Yeah.
Not that we didn't know it before. And I see it as very complicated because, if you try to make everybody squeaky clean, which is what's happening, then you stifle the grease that makes the machine run.
Yeah.
If there's no privacy whatsoever, and anything that you do is now going to be made public, which is where we're heading.
Yeah.
We're heading to, the crisis is in privacy. Mm-hmm. The downside of not being able to get away with a little stuff here and there is going to have its consequences as well.
Yep.
Because sometimes things don't get done unless a little deal is made here or there.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So we don't become too morally indignant.
That to me? You think
I'm saying it to you and to all of us.
Okay.
We have a lot of growing up to do as we go into this 21st century digital era.
Yeah.
And it comes down to the role of privacy. Mm-hmm. Do we want to give up all privacy? Do we want to look at something like WikiLeaks now as an institution? Like, oh, look at it, I'm WikiLeaks! And accept that such a thing exists? Do we want a government that has absolutely no privacy whatsoever? Do we want everything out in the open? Do we want everybody monitored in every single way about every detail of their job and their life? Because that's what's happening. And when that happens, yeah, we're all going to be very honest, but we might have a collective nervous breakdown. And society could grind to a halt. This is a far more complicated issue anthropologically if you look at the big picture of what's happening to the human race at this moment in time. But yeah, of course politicians are disgusting. And you know something? You'll find that there's corruption in every human endeavor, and there always has been. The key is to control it and to leave wiggle room so that people can live and operate and do things without stifling all human emotion, activity, endeavors, communication, to the point that we're all living under a microscope.
Well, the other thing is we be careful not to be hypocrites.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there's a major major flaw in all of the thinking, because we all have things that would fit into that category. And yeah, I don't want people to know some things about my life, and you don't want, it's none of anybody's business. Never mind whether it's right or wrong in somebody else's eyes, none of your business. It's not hurting. My measuring stick for this is, if it's not hurting anybody, you do what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's in danger of being, that whole business is going to be throttled if we continue down the path that we are. There will be, as you have suggested, no privacy. Look at that thing this week from that company that has now proposed you can get an app that when you go away, you turn this app on, and it monitors what's going on in your house. And if something suspicious is going on, part of the buying the app is you buy a drone. And so the drone is automatically activated when there's movement around your house. So there are cameras, and you activate it by going to the app, look around your house at that time, and if there's something going on or you're alerted that something's going on, then you push a button and the drone takes off from your roof and goes around the house to see who's on the house. What? Jeez. You can apply that to almost anything.
Well, this is the point. The point is where we're heading as a culture, as a society, is to complete and total absolute loss of privacy. Everybody will be monitoring everybody else. Every inch of the planet will be on video. And eventually everything you think will be monitored because they're going to have technology, hardware.
Accoutrements, yes.
That's in your brain.
Yeah.
So it's very, very, it's profound. It's troubling. There are some benefits to it, but there are some very, very huge drawbacks. And it comes down to us dealing with what it is that makes us human.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's a very good way of putting it. We're talking about all things political, all things part of the cycle of conversation. News Talk Radio is our business. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air at 17 past the hour.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success that only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, your pack's fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website. Now that's a game plan.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
All right, so we have the stories and the people on the minds of folks who are doing News Talk Radio this week, and the thing that is number one on my mind, I keep saying number one because it changes when I see some of these headlines, the sneaky stuff that's going on by the White House and the administration to try to keep pushing for things during the lame duck session that nobody's really paying any attention to. And I want to highlight a few of those with Michael Harrison in a few moments that are thought-provoking. Hopefully they have some benefit. The conversation has some benefit, so you know what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. Some of the things you hear, or maybe some of the things you haven't heard yet. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour. I am Doug Steffen, and you are Michael Harrison, and you are Kara Schillen, and you are the people interested in what's going on in the News Talk Radio business. Michael is here with me every week at this time to go through what's been his master's work at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. I made reference to what's going on in the White House and with the administration. The whole death tax thing is back on the back burner. They're trying to sneak through. And I say this, you said something that was very nice at the beginning of the program, Michael, referencing that you've learned a lot about agriculture from me. One of the things that farmers have not really had to do until recently is have a strong political spokesperson or a strong political arm. But like every other business now, they're being lobbied, and so there's a focus on things that are not good for us when it comes to our own agricultural realities, where we get our food, what's going on in the immediate future for the family farmer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And one of the worst possible things that could happen for our way of life and for our food supply is to have the Trans-Pacific Partnership passed. Mrs. Clinton said she's not for it. Mr. Trump said he's not for it. Members of Congress in the majority on both parties, both sides, have said they are not for it. However, Obama apparently is trying, he's pushing and trying to find a way, as a Justice Department, looking into a way that he could sign an executive order before he left office. It could be reversed by the next president, to push this trade agreement that would put dairy farmers out of business. It would put the producers of veggies and fruit and all that sort of thing, even winemakers, beer makers, all of these people that live with products of the land and help to produce food that is good for you, they'd all be gone. Because this thing so opens up the floodgates to foreign sources of dairy and produce that and prices that you cannot possibly compete with. The Chinese are getting into every area. Look at this week. This Chinese company bought Dick Clark Productions for $1 billion so that they can have some influence on our...
who gets on American Bandstand.
Yeah.
We're all Chinese songs now.
They're watching old reruns. So now we'll be able to influence American teenagers.
Yeah, right.
Too much Bobby Rydell.
Yes, right. Bobby V, who passed away. Anyway, so what do we do? Is this an issue? I find it to be a very important issue, but who's talking about it? These people, the government's gotten so big, nobody pays attention because they're more worried about Donald Trump being a lech or Hillary Clinton and some emails rather than what the real issues are. This is a real issue that will affect your future. Hillary Clinton's emails, they're going to affect your future one iota. Donald Trump being a lech, not going to affect your future one bit. But where you get your food, isn't that going to affect your future? I sure as heck think it is.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, and it is unfortunately very diversionary from the important issues.
Yeah.
All this stuff. That's what it comes down to.
Yes. But is it on purpose is the question.
Is it on purpose?
Yeah.
The diversion. It's on purpose to the extent that some people use that process to get their agendas passed while not being scrutinized by the media or the public. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if there's a conspiracy, you know, where all the parties are sitting around together in some secret cave and going, hey, 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 let's do what we're doing and we'll get the trade agreement passed. No one will notice. And that I don't think is happening.
You don't?
I don't think they're organized enough.
Speaking of caves, I was in a cave in England that was first used during King Arthur's time. Remember the great magician?
Merlin.
Merlin the Magician's cave, where he did his first feat. I was in that cave a week ago today.
Merlin existed?
He did. Of course he existed. What do you think?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The hour now. It is time for us to continue our conversation. Thanks to the talents of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. The things going on this week, I find it fascinating to follow the tracks of some of the people who would be considered stars. And that's what happens when you go to Talkers.com and you read Talkers Magazine. This is something for all fans. And who isn't a fan of good conversation and learning about not only what really is going on, but people's ideas, their prejudices, we need to be stimulated more. We're becoming too focused on what we can learn by pushing a button. And so for me, anyway, and this exercise we go through, it's great because it helps expand my mind. Michael is one of these people that has a great mind. I would wonder what it was like to be a friend of yours when you were a kid.
When I arrived on this planet at the age of 7, the other kids didn't, and we moved into a new neighborhood.
You had a long head like the people
in Egypt. First of all, I had to constantly do head exercises to squeeze it back into shape so it looked like the other children. What was it like to be my friend when I was a kid? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, well, I got into trouble all the time because I was always asking questions. I was perfectly suited to do what I've done as an adult. By how, why, what. And so I wondered what you were like you and I have never had this conversation. What was it like to be Michael Harrison as a youngster, and what sort of things did you do with your friends?
I was very similar to the way I am now.
Really?
I was a good kid. I didn't get in trouble. I was curious.
Never did drugs, never smoked, never drank.
I smoked cigarettes.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't drink, and I didn't take drugs, but I did smoke cigarettes now and then, as kids did. But I wasn't...
Well, you had to do the kind of music you did when you were... How could you be a jock without being... Without smoking. I mean, that kind of music.
Well, you couldn't be a jock at some of the stations I worked at. You couldn't not smoke because there was so much smoke in the studio from the guy before you.
I just have to watch the microphone off.
I was a boss. I was a program director of some of the most underground rock radio stations. I had the hippiest hippies working for me. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Someday I'll write a book. The one thing I've never done. But no, I've had a colorful childhood. I basically raised myself. I lived in my own apartment without getting into the whole deal about it. I was on my own through my teenage years, through my high school and junior high school years. I had my own place.
Yeah.
And
did you?
Yeah, and I always wondered, the adults used to say, how come you're not a delinquent? And I didn't understand, why would I be a delinquent? I had a sense of right and wrong, and I knew how to deal with things, and I used to give good advice to my friends. But I was always interested in artsy stuff. I was interested in science. I was interested in things, and I was a pretty bright kid.
Being interested makes you interesting, don't you think?
I think it all starts with curiosity.
Right. Yeah.
You have to be interested in stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then you learn, and you share what you learn.
Remember that line from Ted Kennedy at his brother's funeral? Ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can know. That was at the inauguration.
Inauguration.
Some people ask why, and my brother didn't. That sort of thing. Yep. One of the big stories this week in Talkers Magazine, which you can find by going to talkers.com, is the story of the 28th Annual National Radio Hall of Fame Induction Ceremony next week in Chicago. And I was looking at some of the people who are on the list who are well-known or have been well-known talk personalities. Steve Harvey will be inducted. I have great regard for him. I think he's a wonderful talent. Neil Rogers, who died, 10 years ago? Remember him from Miami? What a fabulous talk show. He was crazier, loonier than you could possibly imagine. One of the most interesting men that I've ever listened to. He was on the air when I was on the air in South Florida. Do you agree with the people who remember Neil Rogers? I'm just giving him credit because he's being inducted. And I just thought he represented a period of talk radio, even though he was vulgar. He was crude. He was rude.
I think he was very vulgar. I think he was vulgar, crude, and rude.
He was. That's all you think of him?
Well, no, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But I'm not giving. You said you think he's wonderful, even though he was vulgar, crude, and rude. What do I say? I think he was vulgar, crude, and rude.
But he was the entertaining.
Yeah, well, those were days when talk show hosts were judged by the uniqueness of their personality as opposed to the talking points that they spout.
Mm-hmm.
And
do we need that to come back again?
Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm quite opinionated about that. Although I have nothing against talking points and opinions and news, but I do believe that an element of talk radio that made it so powerful throughout the history of radio beyond the modern era was that there are certain personalities that transcend political or any kind of opinion partisanship. They're just unique characters who have life experience and the ability to articulate angles that are original.
Yep. That's so well said. And, by the way, also being inducted beside the talk genre is Michael Savage, who won... How many years ago was it when he won the Freedom of Speech Award at the Talkers Convention? Has it been?
I would say probably about 12 years ago.
Has it been? Yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, here's a fellow that, if we can use what you just said about Neil Rogers as a description of the kind of people that were around, I think that Michael Savage, again, I'm not talking about what they say. I'm talking about their ability to get an audience, because that's what we're here to do. We're filler between commercial. Yeah, that's what we are, folks. The commercial messages are the reason we're here, but we're here because of the commercial messages. It's a two-way street. So Savage, His real name, I think, is Michael.
Right. We are here so that your colon can be cleansed.
Yes, we are, in fact. Yes. You can get, if you listen to the sports talk radio shows, everybody needs they need those erection dysfunction things. That's what you hear more of on those shows than anything else. But seriously, about Michael Savage, here was a guy who was cut out of the cloth that Neil Rogers was, I think, in terms of his unique personality. I think he's been neutered, Michael. I don't think he has the same starch that he used to. Do you? Really and truly? He's got a good audience, to be sure. But I don't feel like he has the same sort of, if it's perspective, whatever it is, I just don't feel like he has it anymore. Even though he's...
I don't mean that negatively.
He just, he's...
Well, it doesn't sound positive.
Well, maybe I should make it more positive. He's managed to extend his career, understanding that you can't be the way he used to be. How's that? Is that better?
Yeah. Well, he's evolved with the times, and and it's better to be on the air slightly modified than it is not to be on the air.
Yeah.
Really powerful.
Right. Yeah. Wow. Neil Rogers couldn't make it on the air today. He'd be fired. Right.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I mean, well, you know,
well,
again, I have mixed feelings about that. Some of the things in the past were, in fact, better than things now. But some of the things now are modern and part of the times.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to take the best stuff from the past, but keep evolving and reinventing so that you're fresh for the future and even the present. So this is a complicated topic. Michael Savage has modified, but he's still a curmudgeonly, politically incorrect, somewhat outrageous character. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we're just used to him.
When the years keep piling
up, people lose their edge. I mean, go back and look at old Lenny Bruce videos and stuff. They're the same as they were back then, but because times change, innovation sometimes looks imitative. Because so many things have come that imitate it, it looks like it's imitating the things that followed it.
Yeah.
And doesn't seem as you know, cutting edge. It's just the nature of time and change.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. It reflects the society, I guess, in a manner.
Right. So anybody that's able to stay in pop culture for decades, whether you're a singer, whether you're a disc jockey, whether you're a talk show host, and remain relevant and in the game, that's pretty miraculous unto itself.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Know. All right. Food for thought. Michael Harrison. Talk about the presidential race. Next week, it'll be all about the presidential race, the results thereof, brought to us by the Electoral College, which is another item of interest that we ought to spend a few moments on as we have time. Right now, though, let me spend a minute talking about your health, your blood pressure, your cardiac health. The things that will stop you from living a long, happy, healthy life. You got high blood pressure. Not good. If you have good blood pressure, you want to keep it that way. I suggest you call 800-655-4183 and order Super Beets. Why do you want to do that? Because Super Beets is a product that is a super food. It is my favorite nutrition secret. I want to share it with you and everybody else. Great nutrition, better circulation, healthier heart, more energy, more stamina. That's the way Super Beets, which is created by non-GMO beets being grown. They cook them, they dry them, they powder them, put them in a canister, send them to you. You put them in a 4-ounce glass of water or a smoothie, and man, oh man, will you have a wonderful functioning body, because the nitric oxide in Super Beets opens up the channel, opens up your arteries to get the blood to your muscles, your brain, all through your body. So everything works and functions at the peak of your efficiency. That's what you want, peak efficiency. That's what your body will give you on Super Beets at 800-655-4183. Call them now, and you get a 30-day supply free with your first order. 800-655-4183, or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Top Radio Countdown. Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. The doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hey, George, what's on your bucket list?
I want to see a game in every baseball park.
That's a lot of parks. Where are you going to stay?
At America's Best Value Inn. They're part of the Vantage Hotels family of brands with over 1,100 hotels in North America. Plus, with America's Best Value Inn's reward program, I get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout, plus free internet and continental breakfast at most locations. In fact, I just booked my trip at VantageHotels.com and mapped my whole route on their website. Now that's a game plan.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? Lotus Spork Bay.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. But even today, there's still one path to success. It only requires a dream and about $10. Because if your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. Right now at Vistaprint, you can get 500 customized, high-quality business cards for only $9.99. That's $9.99, and your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. Just go to Vistaprint.com. Use promo code 100 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 100.
Hi, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. By the way, I didn't ask you what was in Up Close and Personal, Up Close and Far Out this week.
Up Close and Far Out this week is talk show host Dom Giordano from WPHT in Philadelphia. He's a moderate Republican, and he's talking about the impact of the election on talk show hosts.
Did he talk about the Electoral College?
No.
He didn't. No. The fact that the presidential election is decided by the Electoral College and not the popular vote is something that gets under my skin, and I talk about it, and I wish, because in effect, your vote doesn't count, my vote doesn't count. It's just tonnage. It's really, when you look at the people and how this thing works, the allotted number of votes, because each state has a number of congressional delegates, Senate and House, and those are the people who actually cast a vote. You're not casting a vote. They tell you how many Electoral College numbers go with the vote from your state. So how's that good? How's that fair? Is this a what do you think about the winner-take-all system versus the Electoral College?
I think the in this day and age, it should be the winner-take-all. It should be the popular vote.
Yeah.
But you know, there's historically reasons for it. But you know, if you're asking me for a blunt answer in a very short time, yeah, I think it should be a popular vote.
Mm-hmm. So how do we come from a long line of hosts. We were talking about Neil Rogers before, but there are people like Jerry Williams and that ilk of host that was into social reform, Gene Burns, guys in New York. I mean, they were all over the country. And they had an impact, a real impact, on elections and that sort of thing. And they used to go off on this stuff all the time, and it never did any good.
Yeah, they wound up dying.
Yes, they did, damn them.
Right.
So, I mean, under the circumstances, it's something that we can reflect. We'll grouse about it next week, all right? We
okay.
That. All right. Michael, thank you, as usual. Thank you for your performance abilities, for your great mind.
You're very kind. Thanks.
Syntax is good, too. All right. I'm Doug Steffen. It's 10 before the hour here on The Countdown.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, with the legal implications of some of the big stories this week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college prof, one of the country's leading experts on scams and identity theft. And that's where I want to start with you, Steve. The identity theft problems, 13 million Americans victimized by identity theft last year. How do you guard against it? This would be something, as people, people are going to say, wash your mouth out with soap after I say this, but if you're thinking about what to get for the person that has everything, I'm betting the person who has everything isn't protected. The credit ratings and reports and access that you have to people and their information, there's got to be stuff out there that protects you. I mean, the little cards you put in your wallet to keep your credit cards from being read by people, yeah. Using a shredder, destroying data. But is there something that's coming up on the horizon that people ought to look for that will be helpful to sway the tide of identity theft? And by the way, Steve is the author of, he's the founder of a website called Scamicide.com. The book is called Identity Theft Alert. And so what do you think of my suggestion here?
I think it's a great suggestion. And, you know, the thing with identity theft is it's a bigger problem than many people realize. So certainly it can affect your credit, but it can affect your ability to get a job as far as how it affects your credit rating. Someone can steal your identity, commit a crime, and suddenly you're in court defending yourself, trying to prove who you really are. in one of the worst instances when medical records are stolen and medical insurance is accessed, your medical records can be transformed. Incorrect information is on there. You can actually get an incorrect treatment, including a wrong blood transfusion. So we're talking a serious problem. To a certain extent, you do what you can. In other words, there are some, the fact that there are so many places like hospitals that have our personal information, that you can't control very much. But you're right. You can put a credit freeze on your credit report. You can put a cover around your credit card if it's one of these cards that's got the RFID where it can be read. You use a shredder. You don't click on links. You know, you monitor your credit regularly. There are a lot of things that you can do. You mentioned Identity Theft Alert. It's got like three or four pages of little simple things that people can do to help protect themselves. And there's a lot you can do to keep yourself from being the low-hanging fruit.
Yep. All right. Well put, as usual. Okay, let's look at, as long as we're into the fraud department, let's talk about emails and the investigation of Hillary Clinton and the Russians and the hacking. All right, so all eyes are on Hillary Clinton and the Americans, but the Russians now, it looks like, have been doing this, becoming quite professional and proficient at it in affecting elections with countries they have relations with, one way or another.
Yeah, it's fascinating now, and the federal government is saying, both the Department of Homeland Security and the White House, that they have taken steps against Russia, which they're not precisely saying to stop them from influencing the election. They are not going to, they being the Russians, hack into our voting machines. They're not going to be affecting the actual votes, but there is a possibility of the kind of misinformation that they have used in other countries, most specifically and recently, Montenegro. Now, this was a country that was aligning itself with NATO, which Russia didn't want. And when you look at what Russia did, it's the prototype for what was done against us through social media and other information. They sowed out there disinformation about widespread voting irregularities, dead people registering to vote, massive lies about candidates, and that's one of the biggest things. There may be sudden lies that come out about either, well, probably Hillary Clinton, which is what they're more focused on, and it will be done at a time when there's little time to really look into what is behind it, and that's probably the biggest threat to the election that we face right now.
What about we got about 40 seconds here, legal, the fact that there are a lot of these legal groups that want to put people in the polls, at the polls, around the polls, what's going to be the impact of that?
You know, I'm more concerned about these people being placing voters under duress. The idea of having the polls watched and monitored is a good idea, but it can't be every group that decides they're out there to vigilante protect us.
Vigilante protection. What a great phrase that is. Let's coin it and remember it for next week, because it'll be interesting to see how it all does play out, frankly. It's going to be a fabulous week of conversation for sure, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more conversation. We didn't even get to the fact that the most important thing that happened in Russia this week was Steven Seagal became a legal citizen of Russia.
Absolutely.
Right. All right, talk to you next week. 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.